News, I'm Ben Thomas. 8 Akron, Ohio police officers won't be facing charges in the fatal shooting of a black man. Norman Hall has details.
Ohio's attorney general says the grand jury has declined to indict 8 Akron police officers who fired dozens of rounds that killed a 25-year-old black man last June following a car and brief foot chase. Jalen Walker's death resulted in demonstrations and calls for federal intervention from civil rights groups. Police say Walker, who had been wearing a ski mask, had fired a shot from his car. The blurry body camera video of the foot chase did not clearly show what authorities say was a threatening gesture Walker made before he was shot. A county medical examiner said Walker was shot at least 40 times. I'm Norman Hall.
An 85-year-old white man in Kansas City, Missouri, has been charged with armed assault in the shooting death of a black teen. Lisa Dwyer on what happened there.
A 16-year-old boy was supposed to pick up his two younger brothers last week when he rang the doorbell of the wrong Kansas City, Missouri house. A man came to the door and shot Ralph Yarl in the head, then shot him again after he fell to the ground. Yarl was released from the hospital Sunday and is recovering at home.
Meanwhile, a 20-year-old woman on her way to a friend's house in upstate New York Saturday night was driven to the wrong address and quickly shot to death by the homeowner. The 65-year-old arrested on a second-degree murder charge. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is pledging to pass legislation to raise the nation's debt ceiling, but only if coupled with a cap on future spending.
American debt is a ticking time bomb that will detonate unless we take serious, responsible action.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Speaker McCarthy continues to bumble our country towards a catastrophic default.
West Virginia's Soul Abortion Clinic has dropped a federal lawsuit seeking to overturn the state's near-total ban on the procedure, saying its physicians are no longer available. This is AP News. A glitch during countdown scuttled the launch of the SpaceX Starship.
T-minus 8 minutes and counting.
The 400-foot rocket was on the launch pad in the southern tip of Texas and was being fueled for its test flight across the globe when a problem was detected. SpaceX Mission Control.
Flight director is talking about the issue we've had on first stage. Working the pressurization system.
A stuck valve scrubbed the launch, even though fueling was completed as a dress rehearsal for the next attempt, which could come midweek. Space enthusiasts had gathered near South Padre Island. Some expressed disappointment. Starship is planned for travel to the moon and eventually to Mars. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And the view in Alaska this weekend of the Northern Lights had a bit extra, a baby blue spiral. The source, excess fuel from a different SpaceX rocket. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.